Well, the dead do rise first. I mean, like, you know, those who are alive at the time are going to meet them in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18 says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." So yes, when we die, our bodies still lie in the ground waiting to be reunited with our souls. Our souls are automatically transported to heaven to be with God at that point. When the rapture happens, those who have died in faith, they're going to be raised to life first. New bodies. New bodies will be, you know, reuniting with the souls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then those of us who are still alive, we're going to be caught up together in the air. And, but just to point out one little thing here. Mm-hmm. This is not Judgment Day. This is the rapture. Judgment Day comes later. Okay. And so rapture comes first. Judgment Day comes later. They are two separate events. So yeah, that's the whole thing about those who die in the faith first. You know, their bodies are waiting on the ground, and you know, the essence of what their physical bodies were is going to be changed into a new body.
Mm.
And then that new body is going to be united with the soul that's already with God. And so body and soul reunited into a brand new creation. You know, new heaven, new earth, mm-hmm. new bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the body that we spend eternity in heaven. You know, like, this is, it's an amazing thing to watch this whole thing play out in Revelation and other points of scripture as well.